Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star 94.1.
Can you ever go back to being friends after you cross that line? Kelly Cheese has got a friend who this just happened to. These two people, girl and a guy, best friends.
For over 7 years.
Maybe a minor crush on each other.
Yeah, for over 7 years.
He went in for the kiss.
Yes, he did.
Was it a mutual crush? Were they both feeling each other?
Yeah, but it's always been like he's been dating someone and she's single or vice versa. Okay. So they've never really had that opportunity. And now that opportunity is finally there.
So they're both single right now.
So he asked her out on a date. They went out on a date and she just told me the kiss at the end of the night was so bad. But she still really likes him, but the kiss was just terrible.
So wait, how did she know it was a date and not just like hanging out if they've been friends for 7 years?
So we've all been kind of like pushing it. All of our friends have been kind of like, y'all are both finally single now, you should go on a date.
Okay.
And so he kind of, you know, grew a pair and asked her and said, let's go. And so they walked around Croc Street and had a great time. Uh-huh. She was texting us the whole time like, this is so much fun. And he went in for the kill and like,
it was bad.
What makes...
So now do they have to just go back to being friends?
Well, that's the thing. So let me just describe how she described the kiss really quickly.
I was going to say, what makes a kiss that, because you weren't like, she said it was a lousy kiss. You're like, it was bad.
Terrible.
Okay.
And she said that he guppied her face.
So, what does that mean?
Like, you know how like a little guppy goes up to the top of the water and their mouth just kind of opens.
Oh my God.
And closes.
Like, wah, wah,
like
wah,
a little
wah, wah,
black
wah.
Hole. Kind of thing. She said that when he kissed her, it was just like a guppy. So she, like what Jeff is doing right
now. Oh my God.
You're really good at these awkward noises in a microphone. Yeah, exactly.
So there was no real feel to it. Like he wasn't responding to her.
Is it possible?
He was just doing what he thought he was supposed to do.
Well, I hope that's not what he thinks he's supposed to do.
Obviously it is, if that's what he did.
I would like to, I want a question, because I would like to defend this guy that I don't know. Okay. Is it possible that as they were walking around, right? You said they're what, Croc Street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're walking around. Maybe he... to get the confidence, just got a couple drinks too many. Is that possible?
A little liquid courage.
Yeah, but like he went in and he goes, you know what? I'm going to have a couple drinks as we eat and shop. And
but doesn't drinking make you a better kisser, not a worse one?
No.
Jeff, quickly.
Drinking.
No.
Drinking makes the recipient of the kiss drinking makes them think it's a better kiss.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think they were both drinking, though.
Okay.
So... I don't know, because I've been there before where a drunken kiss is like, wow, this is great. And then other times where it's like, this needs to stop right now. So I think she was on that other side of this needs to stop, but she still really likes him. So I think there's a chance, but I think if that second date has a terrible kiss at the end, it's more of like a bad thing.
What is your gut as women, as you guys tend to be? What are your thoughts on them going back to being friends? Is it possible or is it over?
I think it's possible.
I think it's possible because of the history.
Exactly.
Really?
They've been friends for so long, you can still rely on that friendship.
Really?
And they're both kind of goofballs too. So I feel like they could play off of it really well. Like, oh, well, it was like kissing my brother or something they could say. Maybe.
If your brother was a guppy.
If your brother's a fish.
Well, what if one of them is more into it than the other? Like, let's say he's like head over heels and wants to go romance and she backtracks and is like, nah, I want to go back to being best friends. Can you be friends if it's imbalanced?
Mm-hmm. Then that could be awkward.
Because
then all of us would probably get involved. I would get involved because he's fine. She needs to give him a second chance. He is fine.
Prime. All right, keep...
He's a fine looking guppy.
I mean, he's a fine fish, you know?
He's the best looking guppy I've ever seen all my days.
Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.